It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than having a spite mural painted right outside your front door. You can join the chat room, the Den Pen. You go to davincomedy.com, hit click live broadcast. That is the best way to listen to the show live for the best audio. You can also watch us on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den page on Facebook, and that audio is all right, too. But the audio is better on davincomedy.com. I am your COVID-y host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined by Pandemic Joe Curry.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well. And the China virus, Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip. So, yeah, we're still doing this. We're in a safe space because we live in New York, and our mayor follows science. We hope you're safe wherever you are and whatever state you're in. We hope you and your family are safe and you're doing everything you can to protect yourselves. We will try to get you through the next 3 hours of your life on the show School of Fools. That's gone. Just changed. They changed around 4:30 today. Donald Trump changed the whole show, but we still got stuff to talk about. We still have School
we're
of Fools.
Keeping up with the news.
That's good. I'm always watching, always looking. A School of Fools, Florida State University tells their faculty, hey, not our problem if you can't watch your kids and work. You're going to have to work and, you know, the kid tie them up outside. We don't care no more about that. So that Florida State, they'll be dealing with that real soon. A healthy dose of Nazi news as Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson quotes a fake Hitler quote. And a politician says wearing masks is like Nazi Germany. Most certainly is. In court, Fox News lawyers argue that the now all of a sudden vacationing Tucker Carlson has no obligation to verify the truth on what he reports. And his viewers, you people, do not expect him to tell the truth. That's what they argued in court. The old Alex Jones defense, we'll talk about that. We have an outstanding display of spite, very large display of spite, as Bill de Blasio in the city of New York City and some of the mayor's closest friends decide to post a very large Black Lives Matters mural right outside Trump Tower. It doesn't get more spitey than that. And we'll visit Carolyn Fuchs as we try to figure out what's this girl after? Is she after companionship? Is she after getting me to do a business venture? Does she want me to invest? Maybe she's just looking for love. We still haven't figured it out, Miss Carolyn Fuchs. So we will delve into that. Let's see. This past week, my wife had a birthday. This past Saturday, actually. One of the things
happy birthday.
I'll pass it on. One of the things that, you know, a lot of people like to do on a birthday, you know, a lot of times we're away. We weren't away this time. So if we're home, I will take her out to eat. We opted not to do the going out to eat because of everything that's going on, but they wanted they wanted hibachi, so I got the hibachi to go. But apparently now the hibachi restaurant is open. I don't know if it's at like 25% or like 50%, but we're just like not at that place where we're going to eat inside a restaurant now. I know we're opening it up in New York. Me personally, I won't even eat outside of a restaurant because you're still, I mean, I know it's safer outside, but you're still kind of closed. I'm doing the takeout thing and just hoping like the cook doesn't spit his COVID breath into my hibachi. That's what I'm hoping.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you went into the restaurant, were there dividers there?
There was, Let's put it this way. I've been to restaurants where there was much more divided, or they like kind of built like a cubicle where it looked like, you know, it looked like when I went to the pizza place in Flint, Michigan at 10 o'clock at night with the bulletproof glass. I've seen that. this was
what?
Not... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been the marshmallow in the cocoa. with people coming in and out, and it's a little nervous. Not because I'm the only white guy in the area, because I'm the only white guy in an area where people are coming in and out, and there's bulletproof glass at a Little Caesars pizza place. It's like, wow, if it's so bad where people are going to rob $5 pizza, we have some problems over here.
You're gonna... Well, the fact that there's bulletproof glass between the counter and the staff, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's on the counter, so you order through like a little, not the hibachi place, when I went to the pizza place in Flint several years ago.
Right.
No, it's bulletproof glass, so you can shoot at them, but you can't kill them.
That's really so creepy, like going to a bank to order your food. How do they get the food to you?
Well, there's like, you know, there's like a little
door.
Yeah, like a little fold up thing, you know, on the bottom, you know, kind of like put it through the slot.
Oh my God.
But again, we're talking about $5 pizza. How bad is your life when you're like at best, say they have a really good night, a Saturday night. At best, you're committing robbery for what? $225? Pepperoni pie?
I can't imagine being that desperate.
I can't imagine. Well, imagine how desperate I was to eat Little Caesars pizza. Imagine my desperation.
Oh, yeah, really? True. Yeah.
But
late at night.
Little Caesar is a rapper.
Little Caesar actually was a metal band back in the 80s. Little Caesar. But,
late at night, you're kind of like standards decline as your hunger increases.
This wasn't even
right?
This wasn't late at night. This was like dinner time. But my pizza options were very limited. You know, I'm not in New York or New Jersey where I just go down the street for a slice from Antony's. You know?
Yeah. It's on every corner.
There ain't no Antony in Flint.
There's no Antony's there, so you do what you gotta do. And the pizza was fine. I ate the whole pizza because I'm a Gavone. But anyway, that's not the point of this. It's not the point of this. So to answer Joe's question, no, it was not like I've seen in a lot of places where there was like really separated. And that could be because at this point they are now having people walk in to eat. This isn't a couple of weeks ago. This is, I guess, fairly new in New York. I wasn't even aware that restaurants were open for indoor seating in New York. So this is, but apparently it's been going on for a few weeks. And the guy who worked there told me first couple of weeks it was slow. And his parents, he was a younger guy, his parents are like, well, you can go into work and get the COVID-19, but we're not going into a restaurant right now.
Yeah.
Well, I went, Joe's girl and I went to a restaurant on Sunday, one of our favorite restaurants, and they were serving, and you walk in, it wasn't crowded, you walk in, and they had dividers, which was like cubicles, you know, and we were wearing a mask, and she was wearing a mask, but what you do is we'll take our mask off. While we're reading, but when the waiter comes by, we'll put our mask on. It was no different than the day program. Like in my cubicle in the day program, I don't wear a mask while I'm in it. If I have to get up, I have to put my mask on. People around me are wearing masks. You know, so and you know what? At this point of the game, it's not even something that you have to get used to. It's just such a commonplace. It's like, all right, just something, you know, at least it was so nice to go out to a restaurant and have a nice meal.
I think the cubicles are something different. I don't think every place has it. When I peered into the hibachi place, because again, what hibachi is, if you don't know what hibachi is, it's you and a group of people, and they probably weren't doing groups like they usually do, sitting in a big square, and the hibachi chef is in the middle of the square cooking on a flat iron in front of you and putting on a show. I mean... Here's my problem with eating inside. Even if you social distance, maybe cubicles are a little different, maybe. But if you're social distancing, obviously you have to take off your mask to eat. So I never thought about this before, but now you think about chomp, chomp, slurp, slurp. Shit's flying all over the place out of your mouth like you're the Cookie Monster. I don't need to deal with that. I'll get the food and go home. It's just where my mindset is. And I really like...
You got to remember something. If the way this place was set up, they really, you know, like I'm talking of one restaurant out of, you know, hundreds. but it was set up where if you're sitting with somebody, it was just her and I, you know, chances are, now I get it with a hibachi place. A hibachi place, yeah, you have to sit at the table with strangers. But a regular restaurant, you're sitting by yourself. And the chances are the person you're eating with isn't a stranger, you know. So it's
no, but there's a lot of these small places where you can only social distance so much. They're not going to give you the restaurant to yourself. So even like, for instance, like they say 6 feet away. That's fine, but 6 feet away is not enough for me if people are eating and drinking and everything. In day-to-day activities, unless somebody's sneezing or like talking like Sylvester the cat, you know, and spitting when they talk all the time, you know, you go, maybe 6 feet's all right. But if now you're talking about eating food and drinking, you know what? It's fine. I'll get it to go.
Well, some restaurants still keep, like, they'll keep opposite tables, so it's not tables clumped together. It's a table. You know, and then there's an empty table, and then there's a table. And at least in this place, you know, they have the dividers around you. So it's not like you're sitting, not like, you know, in normal times when you're sitting back to back with each other and the tables are all jammed in.
I don't know. I like a lot of these the smaller restaurants around here, and I can't see them putting in cubicles. I just don't think they have the space for it. So I get it. But you're already taking chances I wouldn't take. I mean, you know, that compound party, nay-nay for me. But, you know, you were all into it. And a lot of those people are diseased even in the best of times. So.
Everybody's doing just fine. I got scolded at band practice about that, too. Michael scolded me.
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard to find a keyboard player in these COVID-19 times.
I saw all those uncovered males, and I went, enjoy, Joe.
Yeah, like
so distantly, though.
I'm just not there. Now, the housekeeper has started coming back, and apparently in my wife's mind, it's okay if the housekeeper is in one room and, like, my wife is in another room, then it's okay. It's not cool by me, but I'm kind of outvoted. I'm like, oh, we're doing this now? Is this where we are?
Is she covering her mouth?
No, would you? Sure. Originally, when I was sold that the housekeeper was coming back after many months off, she would be wearing a mask.
Yeah,
that wasn't even really happening on day one. On day two, and like she works at a hospital, and she's going into other people's houses to clean. But apparently, a clean toilet is more important than COVID-19. Apparently, that's where we are in this shit. Apparently, my pubic hairs are more objectionable than a virus that can kill you.
Well, now you have a
point. Yeah, apparently, me missing the toilet is worse than being on a respirator. That's where this family is with COVID-19.
Why are you missing the toilet so much?
Because I'm a man.
Oh.
we don't have good aim. I don't know why we don't have good aim.
I don't understand this. You even holding it. I mean, can you not aim?
You know what? Sometimes you gotta go so much that you don't realize the power you're dealing with until it's too late.
It's like an out-of-control fire hose.
Sometimes it's like, sometimes, you know, your normal angle is not enough. Like, whoa, I didn't realize I had this much going beyond me. I had no idea I had this much behind.
Oh, yeah, well, that was that one time when we went into book that gig, you sounded like a horse galloped in to take a leak.
All right. It's nice to know that you're listening, I guess.
This show of TMI.
You were taking a leak and got jealous.
Listen to that stream. When I was a younger man, I tinkled like that.
Oh my god, the moose was jealous.
The moose was jealous. But I'm not, so Pip, you seem to agree with me. You're not at the place of going out to eat to a restaurant.
No, I mean, I know that people thought that it was weird that I was still doing my Wendy's run, because, you know, I guess people could infect your food, you know, and you could bring it with you, or, you know, touching the same bags and things that people just touched, but at least they're wearing gloves. You know, and I don't know what's going on in the back of a restaurant. I know, having worked in food service, that it's not all that careful back there. And
if you worked in the back of a restaurant, you never eat, man. I worked in the back of a restaurant. I get, you know. But
yeah.
You got to get. But I went to Taco Bell a couple of weeks ago. It was like, I mean, it looked like an operating room in there. You know, so they're taking all the steps that they need to take.
they're being careful. I mean, I can see, like, in the Wendy's drive-thru window, I can see them working, and it seems like they're being clear. So I felt like, okay, this is a risk I have chosen, but I'm not going to go in and sit in a restaurant yet. I'm not feeling good about it. And I'm really not feeling good about Davin's housekeeper either, breathing on stuff.
I'm not feeling good about that either. Like, apparently, like, if the rooms know, the germs know to follow the person spitting them in my wife and the housekeeper's mind. Apparently, that they don't hang in the air like the doctors are reporting, the airborne thing. Apparently, these germs know better. Maybe it's a courtesy thing because we've invited them into our house. I don't know, but
let me just put it this way. I feel like spraying my computer because you're telling me about her being in the house and breathing COVID droplets all over your house. Fresh from the hospital?
Well, I don't
know. Jesus.
I don't, you know, I think she gets tested regularly. Listen, I'm not thrilled with this, but, you know, let's be honest, I'm not going to raise a finger to clean the fucking house. Let's be honest about this shit. That's never been my strong suit.
Now look behind you.
That, there's a tarp. What?
Looks like you're sitting in the set of hee-haw.
Because I got the wife's old computer stuff, and I got the kids' toys. You know, Joe, it's called a family. One day you'll find one, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You could start out creeping in their bushes, then maybe sleep in their garage, and then one night when they go out, you could fucking sleep in their bed like Goldilocks.
You know that I'm already content to live in my own filth, and I think even if I was given the choice to have a cleaning person come in, right now, living in filth.
Oh, well, I'm not really given that choice anymore. So it was like, 3 weeks ago, it was once after, you know, the whole thing started, so it was after several months, and then I got informed yesterday, oh, the cleaning lady's coming, and that was once after 3 weeks. And apparently now we're back on our regular schedule of once every other week now. Now, we're not going on vacation, not doing anything fun like that, not eating in restaurants, but apparently if it means a clean toilet and a clean kitchen floor, spit your COVID-19 wherever the fuck you need to go, we just can't even be in the same room, even though really we are in the same room. Let's be honest about it. The house isn't that big, and really we're not social distancing that much. We're not six-footing. Let's be honest about it. Now, I'm avoiding all this shit. I'm fucking hanging out here in the basement like I always do, but still I gotta see my wife at some point. So, you know, the germs that she gets are gonna come over me. There's no fucking safety. Nobody gives a shit.
No, she doesn't come down and, like, vacuum in the basement or anything like that.
No, well, when that happens, I go upstairs.
Oh, I see.
But I went upstairs.
Droplets are still downstairs when you come back.
You know, I'm kind of believing that Febreze is killing all this shit. Now we are using now she does use Lysol. We have Lysol wipes and all that shit to clean and everything. I mean, she's using cleaning products. I just think it's a risk I don't want to take right now. But I'm outvoted on this shit, and the option is me cleaning, and it's not my strength.
Who wants to vote? You and your wife.
Yeah. What don't you understand?
Yeah. Get him quick bath there, Joe. We'll wait.
Yeah, I mean, listen. I mean, there are. Listen, the solution is I do the cleaning. I'm not going to do the cleaning.
That's not happening.
That's not playing to my strengths.
Yeah, nor mine.
You know,
and I used to be a cleaning lady.
Yeah, well, that's why you're not.
Well, I got to keep up with my cleaning because basically if I don't do it, nobody does, you know? So it's like I had to mop the floor before I went to the day program this morning, had to put the dishes away, you know? And then I was thinking about, I go, well, at least with Joanne, she would do something. And then it dawned on me, no.
No, that's not true.
What happened?
That's not true. She laid out the pantry items on your bed so you could take inventory.
Yeah, that's true. I figured while I was asleep, I could wake up to an inventory of food, yeah.
You always knew what cans you had around, and if you got a ham, you know.
That,
you know? That still blows my mind.
That's how you send a message.
It's like to wake up next to a pot roast.
Hey, she was your wife. That's a little disrespectful. Don't call her that.
That was like I was thinking about the time she called the mosquito squad, and I come home from work, and I see there's a sign on my lawn, the mosquito squad was here. And I'm like, who the hell is is a mosquito swarm. And my 50-body neighbor across the street, who is the mosquito squad? I go, I'm working on it now. Go back in the house.
Yeah, it's like, did I need the mosquito squad? And who are they and what did they do?
I feel like the mosquito squad is like the parallel universe of the Scooby-Doo of the Magic Mystery Bus. I feel like if, like, you know, like how there's a parallel universe and if, like, the evil Scooby-Doo, it would be the evil Scooby-Doo would be the mosquito squad.
I used to work in a small town, and there was a guy who worked for the county that there was a pond in the town. So the guy that worked for the county on the mosquito unit used to come around every once in a while, and you'd see him with his little truck and his gear, and he'd go out there and he'd spray around and stuff. But the thing was, you'd see the guy in, like, the little deli or something, and he didn't seem all there. And I'm like, what the hell did those chemicals do to him?
Of course, he'd been snorting DDT all fucking day. He's out of his mind.
Yeah, seriously. What are you expecting?
He totally was gone. Gone.
I remember I was in a Taco Bell. Yeah, I'm reminiscing.
Why is every story tonight about you and Taco Bell?
I know. Ironic, don't you think? I made a run to the border. But anyway, I'm in the Taco Bell, and next door to the Taco Bell there's a strip joint. So in the Taco Bell there's these two strippers online waiting to get dinner, and I see a mosquito on one of the strippers' ass. And I'm like, I should slap the mosquito off, but I wind up getting a shit beat out of me. But I'm like, boy, oh boy, that mosquito, when it gets back to the sump, is going to have a good story. Oh, I was on a stripper's ass. Yeah, boy, yeah.
Well, he's going to bring back all kinds of diseases to the swamp.
That's how you kill mosquitoes.
Yeah. You're going to get us all sick. You're going to be strung out of heroin.
Stripper 19, that's what it was. Got all the mosquitoes sick. Stripper 19, all the mosquitoes had a social distance. You can't be sucking on strippers. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't you get thrown out or at least hit or something for that? I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Yeah. So I am not in the place of eating in restaurants yet. And I miss buffets, and I don't know when buffets are coming back. But
you're going to be seeing a buffet for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, what's the point of going to Vegas?
Yeah, really.
Really? What can they use to entice the cheapos?
Yeah, that's what I said. Why should I go to Vegas now?
But, right.
And it's funny because you watch the big fat people in the scooters circle the thing like a school of sharks.
Hey.
You're not in a scooter.
No, you're just talking about my people.
Those are your people?
Soon enough.
I've buffeted with you. You don't circle like a shark.
No. I actually really like buffets because you can have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and you don't have to, like, commit to a whole plate of something.
Right,
you're not sure you're going to like it.
That's what we all tell ourselves. And then we commit to a lot of this and a lot of that. So, really,
Something happens when you get to the buffet. You go into a buffet stroke. Yeah.
No, I know what it is for me. I paid $20 for this. I'm going to eat my money's worth. I get disappointed. Don't eat the bread, stupid. That's a waste. They want you to eat the bread. You don't eat the bread. You go right for the prime rib. That's where you nail them.
But then you have to stand there like a shark waiting for them to bring it out because those plates keep revolving, and you have to be the first one there before the other Gavones get there, you know? Because it's like, this is the stuff that I really like. Like, believe me, I'm not trying to say that I'm some little delicate flower. I get the little of this, a little of that first plate, and then I go back for seconds of the shit I really like.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember any of us watching what we ate in Vegas. I must have missed that moment.
No. I'm not pretending. I've got my money's worth on the buffet there.
Good thing about Vegas.
Yeah, straight.
The good thing about Vegas was I did all my cardio trying to catch the fucking flight for everybody. So I was just trying to make up all the calories I lost.
I think I sweat off all of the buffets because you know how when you see in a movie where they're showing the desert and you can see the little ripples, the heat ripples in the air, and you can't quite see in a distance because it's so friggin' hot and it's like sizzling off the pavement. Yeah, that was us outside.
Yeah,
I might die.
Waiting for your fucking stupid museum. That's the only time you were outside, really.
No, just walking around a little bit.
It was very little.
I remember.
And it was very little, and it was that much because I fucking couldn't find the right fucking door to walk through the casino to get to the Aerosmith thing. That's why we had to walk outside, because I picked the wrong door. And then once you pick the wrong door, you've committed. You're not doubling back and then cutting through the casino. Like, no, we're going to take the long way in the fucking heat. We're all going to suck it up, because if I look back, I look like an asshole. If I keep going forward, it looks like I made a decision.
Oh, yeah, no, I was like, any door. I'd rather take this walk inside.
Nope, we're taking the long way outside. That's what we're doing.
Not next time, son.
That's how you earn the buffet. You walk in Vegas, that's how you earn it.
No.
Speaking of traveling, what a shame. We're supposed to be on tour right now.
Oh, really? Where are we supposed to be disappointing people?
Yeah.
Where are we supposed to be, in Florida?
Yeah.
You know what? Glad I'm not in that fucking shithole.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Florida. Virus? What virus? Can I tell you, and I don't want to get into all this Trump nonsense, but I can't with the deniers anymore. I'm talking to somebody the other day who I've known for years, and he's telling me that it's all the blue states that are having problems with COVID-19 right now, and all the red governors handled it well. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you seeing what's going on? And he's like, well, if you're going to have your facts, I can have my facts. No! Facts are facts! I just can't anymore. I can't. If you are so far up that booty that you can't even see that shit's going on in Arizona, where the fuck is it? In Georgia, in Florida, and yes, California. California's a little surprising, because they had that shit under control, but then they opened up all the beaches, and then it went all to hell. But they were pretty cautious about it. But if you can't see what's going on, that the only place that's safe right now is where the three of us are sitting, in the Northeast, then you're just not paying attention. And the only reason it's safe in the Northeast is because the Northeast handled shit the way Europe and Asia did. We're going to follow the science, we're going to stay inside, and then we're going to open up slowly, and we're going to wear our masks, and we're not going to gather at first, and then slowly we're going to open shit up. That's how we're doing it here. That's why we can. That's why it's a little safer for us here. But yeah, I'm glad we're not in Florida, Joe. I mean, I wish we were working, obviously, but I don't want to be down there with all that COVID walking around and all those people like, masks. We don't have to wear masks. Fuck that.
Yeah, it'd be kind of with the way things are going. Yeah, I guess we could pass on that. You know, it's funny that you get used to just dealing with the way everything is set up. Basically, Fridays I get out early. And there's this place I go to that's on the beach that has a beach bar. And I like to sit there. They have palm trees and stuff. And I like going there because, meanwhile, at about 3 o'clock, I'm sitting up to my ass in paperwork and phone calls and bullshit. And then an hour later, I'm sitting on a beach with palm trees. So I like to go there. So I went there last Friday two Fridays ago, whatever. And I went in. And you walk in and you have to go in a certain direction to get in. I get it. And by the time you get up, there was a line there was a long line to get to the bar. I made a decision, and I didn't get mad or upset. I'm like, I get everything they're doing. I understand why they're doing it. But I just don't feel like waiting on a line, and I'm going to go. And I guess I just won't come back in the rest of the summer or write it off. So, you know, you're dealing with some stuff. You know, I went to had brunch on Sunday. It was nice. When I went to this place, I usually go, on Fridays during the summer. It's like, I just can't deal with the lines. And I'll just, I didn't get upset. I didn't get pissed. It's the way it is, you know.
Listen, man, these places better make their money now in New York and New Jersey. And it fucking cracks me up how a lot of the Trumpsters, they're going after Cuomo and Murphy, Governor Cuomo and Murphy. And listen, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying either one of them is perfect. I'm not saying the way they handled everything was perfect. But if you look at where New York and New Jersey are, and you look at where the rest of the country is, like, really? That's the battle you want? It just fucking cracks me up, man. We are blessed to live where we live. We took it hard because we were the first ones in the country, and we have three major international airports, and we didn't know what the hell was going on. And you have big cities here, and mistakes were made. But I am so glad. So everybody, enjoy this shit now. Enjoy it now.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a border wall between, you know, the Northeast and the rest of the country. We have major airports. The shit's going to come back. So, I mean, my daughter got a haircut on Friday, had a quarter of an inch taken off her hair. It cost me goddamn $40 to get a quarter of an inch. And it was my call to get the haircut because I said, get the haircut now because I don't know when it's going to happen again. Enjoy getting the haircut.
Right.
Enjoy all this shit now, kids. This is as good as it gets in New York and New Jersey until they get a treatment of some sort.
Yeah. No, there are very few things that we can actually still do in New York, and I know that they're trying to open up, but I think that if our numbers go back up, we're closing right back down.
What California did. That's what they're doing in some places in Texas. The only difference is we did the work. But still, people in this area are making bad decisions. Yeah, you know.
Sure they are.
You know, so that's what I'm saying. It's coming back. We're gonna get fucked. Enjoy all this shit now. There's an outside chance I might have a softball season this year. And I'll play softball, but I'm gonna social distance. I'll wear a mask while I'm playing. Now, I got one of those masks. I think it's a winter mask. It's very heavy and it makes me very sweaty. But because it's got like the multiple layers, but it also...
Is it made of wool?
It seems like it. It's not, but it's made out of a pillowcase, to be honest with you. My sister-in-law made it. But inside the mask is like a HEPA filter. So not only is my mask protecting you, it's protecting me, too. So
that's nice.
Yeah, enjoy this shit now. So you had a little adventure, Pip?
Well, you know what? I did not leave my home for this adventure.
Ah.
Because I have not been leaving my home very often, and I took a deep dive into Ancestry.com.
Oh.
Yeah, I hadn't looked at it in a while, and I'm like, well, I don't know if I saw an ad or what popped into my mind. Maybe I was thinking about one of my relatives, and I said, I haven't looked at that in a long time. Let me look back at it. And I had upgraded to be able to see genealogy in other countries like Germany and England because I wanted to try to go back and find out who were the first people that came here. And, you know, on each of the grandma's and grandpa's side. And I was under the impression that I knew on my mother's side that both her mother and father their family were recent to the country. So at least that was the impression I was given. So I was like, huh, okay. And I didn't really know about my father's. I thought that they were fairly recent from Ireland. So I started going back and going back and going back. And it's interesting because you find other people that are working on their genealogies and they did all the work for you.
Yeah.
You just go and you grab their references and you say, oh, there, that's somebody in my tree. Bing! And you go through and you start grabbing all their research. It's like, yeah, that seems reasonable. That's probably the person. Bing! That's their father. Bing! And I went all the way back, and on my father's side, the first person, I just found the first person that came to America in the 1650s.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Wow.
So you probably have slave owners in your lineage.
Pardon me?
You probably have slave owners in your lineage.
They were all in the Northeast. So they could have been?
Yeah, there were slaves in the Northeast. It's not like we were pristine up here. We did that shit too.
No, I know. So I have not gotten that into that, like the history
Joe, I think we need to boycott Pip Helix. I feel like we must X out her little Zoom square. I don't know if we could stand for this type of behavior 400 years ago, Missy.
No. Pip Lives Matter.
Pip Lives Matter. Do they though? Do they? I don't feel they do.
They do.
I feel they don't.
But I found something very interesting. Joe, I think we have somebody in common.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
I found a woman. His name was Sybilla Foote. I think that we have a similar family line. The Foote family.
Speaking of protests, I'm coming home, and I'm ready to turn the corner. I turn, and I see there's a protest, and I'm like, what, like another Black Lives Matter thing here? So I'm turning the corner. It's a company called Pint World, P-I-N-T, Pint World. They do all mag wheels, and they actually tinted the windows on my truck. You know, they did a good job, and I'm like, what are they protesting? And apparently, I guess somebody didn't get a good dealer or whatever, and they're like, Pint World is crooks. World protest sign.
Wow.
Well, so look at them like that's bad for business.
Listen, man, what
I would say
we are a nation that
stop on my truck. I have $200. Nice.
We are a nation that does love to protest. So good for us. It's the way we get our cardio. Yeah. We just go for long walks. And you know, I was really thinking about that the other day. I'm like, I don't really understand how walking sends a message. I guess it does. Everybody does it. It's like, well, if I was going to send a message, I'd probably like get a sword and like stab somebody like in the kidney. But I guess we're just going to walk. I guess we're going to walk, maybe chant, hold some signs. I guess we send a message that way. I don't know.
Well, I mean, walk, stand still. You're protesting either way.
I think either way. I think you're just fucking up traffic. I think that's all you're doing. You know what would
to get attention.
You know what would impress me? If you're going to protest, run that shit like it's a marathon. Run for 26 miles chanting Black Lives Matter or Police Lives Matter or Nobody's Lives Matter, whatever you want to chant. But do it while you're fucking running and you got to piss yourself, because then I'm saying, well, they're really dedicated. I like this shit. And then if you're doing 26 miles, you know who's going to win? The fucking African guy anyway. Now you're showing me something. You're showing me how wrong it was for us white people, if I'm even white, who the hell knows, to look at ourselves as better than the Africans, when in the middle of this protest where we ran 26 miles, the African beat us by half an hour. I go, fuck, clearly we should have been the slaves. These motherfuckers are better than we are.
Well, it never impresses me when the Ethiopian guy wins. That's how he gets around town every day. You know, so...
So you're saying the best training is to be chased by a lion?
Yeah, chased by a lion, you gotta go to the next village, you know, there's no train or anything, you gotta run, you know.
See, yeah, that's what it is.
That's weird.
White people are at a disadvantage. You know, they really have slated the marathons against white people. It's reverse racism, is what it is. I know it's very unpopular to say, and you won't hear that unless you're watching Tucker Carlson. But I'll say it right here. Marathons are anti-white. I'm going to stand by that. That's going to be the hill I'm going to die on right there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to write the president, and I feel he should talk about this the next time he gets in front of Hannity or whatever, or Ducey and Ainsley and Brian Kilmeade. And I think he should bring this up. I think this is the platform his 35% has been waiting for, to say how against us these marathons are.
They're very bad. I wouldn't run one.
I think they're anti-fattest.
They do fat shame. You never see heavy people in there. You know, I'm sure the fatty boomerlatties want to run, but they're discouraged from it. And then,
marathons are anti-fatty.
And they're anti-white. A white person never wins. You know, it's just a shame. I can't believe we're sitting back and taking this. You know, everybody has a grievance, whether it's against, you know, garbanzo beans these days or Dixie Chicks or Lady Antebellum. What about the marathons? I'm glad the marathons have been canceled because of COVID-19. Good job, COVID-19. No more marathons. As a matter of fact, they're so anti-white, I'm not going to run one. How do you fucking like that shit? I am not going to run a marathon because they're anti-white. I'm not going to participate.
Yeah, that's why.
And let me tell you something about Lady Antebellum. As you know, they changed their name to Lady A because they felt awful that the Antebellum period was before the Civil War, and they didn't want to appear racist. So there was an African-American woman that's been Lady A for years. So what they do is they take the name Lady A, and she complains. So what are they doing? They're suing the woman.
Yep.
You know, you're suing an African-American woman. You're worried about things not looking good. I think this is pretty much bad. Find another name.
No, she's suing them because they're not playing nice. I think she's like suing them for like $10 million. I think like $5 million she wants to give to charity, and $5 million she's to come up with another name or something, like research to come up for another name. Listen, we talked.
Brand herself. The
counts is sued.
Listen, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I mean, you know, if you want to change your name, that's cool, but don't be stealing a black lady's name. You're kind of shitting all over yourself right there.
Well, as Joe says, really bad optics. You know?
Yeah. Look, Joe, be devil's advocate. Won't you be devil's advocate and tell us why Lady Antebellum's in the right? Please?
Just not on this one. They're stupid.
All right, fine. Change
well,
it to...
that's the musician speaking.
Yeah, no. Change it to Lady Trump. Now defend it.
Oh, my God.
Let's... Are we defending retweeting Chuck Woolery in 2 and 2? Are we, it's fucking raving nonsense. Are we
by
gonna,
the way, this is up yours in England.
2 and 2.
I loved it when you would go this.
Chuck Woolery, who was
fighting in England, we're fighting with him again. It's not my fault this time.
Chuck Woolery, who used to host the Love Connection many years ago. He tweets, don't believe the CDC, the Democrats, the doctors, the scientists. Don't believe him, blah, blah, blah. And Donald Trump goes, after the administration badmouths one of the leading epidemiologists in the world, who happens to be our Fauci, after they badmouth him, go, no, Chuck Woolery. That's who we should listen to. You can't make this shit. Joe, if you, me, and Chip were writing a script about a fucking mad president, we couldn't come up with this shit. Joe, what we're going to do is, because our guy is a former reality star, we're going to get a former like talk show, a former game show host that hasn't been in the news for 20, 30 years. He's gonna put something on social media. Our guy's going to retweet him. You go, that's fucking ridiculous. Nobody would do that. You got to make it somewhat realistic. And I go, all right, you got a point.
Let Fauci make a love connection.
There's no love there. There's no love there. They talk about barriers and social distancing. That's what's going on between Fauci and the White House.
There's going to be social distancing. There's information coming in that she might not be compatible.
All right, bachelor number 2, what do you think about being intimate?
Yeah. Well, I like to strap a mask on each portal and see what happens.
So we are not defending the Chuck Woolery retweet like he's some type of expert. I know you're not, Pip. Stop shaking your head. But you never know what Joe's going to do.
It's involuntary when I hear this.
It's like you're having a spasm, like there's a dirty cock coming at you.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Hands up, don't shoot. Same fucking thing. you gonna defend that?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Well,
yeah, you.
No. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay. All right. tried to see if we could get a ludicrous argument going. I mean, talk about great debates of absurdity. That's really, that's where we fucking are in this shit. That's where we are.
It really is unbelievable. But you were saying that you guys couldn't write a story like this. The movie's already been written. Idiocracy.
I know. Yeah.
That seemed completely farcical, but now we live it.
Well, I put, you know, and the CDC saw this, so they're going to change their guidelines to press your luck. Remember that show? That was like no whammy. It's like no COVID. That's what the CDC guidelines are. Press your luck. Go out there, guys. We are so fucked. These are things that are really happening in this country. Chuck Woolery. We thought Chachi was ridiculous. Chachi just got to talk at a fucking convention. We weren't taking medical advice for Chachi. Even Fonzie would have backslapped Chachi if Chachi started fucking giving medical advice. But now we're taking... What? Was Wink Martindale busy? Is that where we fucking are?
I want to know, how much of a donation do I have to make to get Henry Winkler to go and backslap the shit out of the kid who played Chachi?
Scott Baio.
I would pay good money for that.
I mean, are we going to have like Bob Barker now giving anti-abortion advice? You know, make sure you get your partner spayed or neutered. Is that where we are in this fucking country?
Isn't Bob Barker dead?
No, he's not dead. And listen, and that wouldn't stop the president. That would not. I hear a lot of people are coming around to Frederick Douglass. A lot of people. So really, death has nothing to do with the president's references. He doesn't let a little thing like 6 feet under fucking stop him. Okay?
A little dirt nap never harmed.
And did you hear this shit? Our fucking real estate guy, one of his advisors said that, like, after Hurricane Maria, Donald Trump was asking if we could sell Puerto Rico.
I know. Oh, my God. Can we sell it?
He's buying Greenland. He's selling Puerto Rico.
What can we get for Guam?
Yeah, you know he was asking about Fantasy Island. Listen, can we get that little guy tattoo if we buy Fantasy Island? What can we do?
Do we get the plane? Does that come with it?
You don't get the plane. You do get Mr. O'Rourke, who is dead, but we're going to reincarnate him.
Well, a little death doesn't stop this scenario.
No, it doesn't. It's fucking... Wow. You know it's insane where Joe's not even arguing with me. There's people that are, my friend. You're not that guy, but there's people that are. There are people that like that retweet and retweet it themselves.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Chuck fucking
that's
Woolery.
Really sad.
That's where we are in 2020. We have racial unrest. We have like 20 some odd million people out of work. We got a global pandemic, and on the news we're talking about a guy who hasn't been relevant even when he was relevant, Chuck Woolery. That's where we are. We back
hey,
in
two. Chuck Woolery.
Make it. I can't take it anymore.
Well, it's been years since you heard from him, so he's been back after two and 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 two.
But who is on Twitter?
Wait a minute, it's 2020. It's two and two.
It is.
He thought it was his year.
But who is on Twitter thinking, you know, Chuck Woolery would be a good follow? Who the fuck is doing that?
Yeah, that is kind of random, isn't it?
I mean, I know he's a big right wing guy, and that's fine. You could be a big right wing guy.
That's
I don't get.
He came out. He's a big right wing guy.
Yeah, but when the fucking right wing is right wing nut, don't fucking retweet it.
Right wing nut.
Listen, man, you I just can't. Fucking Chuck Woolery. That's where the fuck we are. What, was Pat Sajak too busy with the fucking wheel? We couldn't trot him out? Jesus Christ. And it wasn't even like a game show, the Love Connection, where you had to fucking think, where you think maybe the host is intelligent, like you do with Jeopardy. You go, I'm sure Alex Trebek is very smart. You know, no, it's a fucking dating show where they trot out three losers or three fucking fat cows or three whores who can't get laid, and they trot out another fucking loser behind the curtain, and they ask fucking stupid questions, and Chuck acts bemused and interested like he's really doing some relationship therapy.
I can just see you bring up Pat Sajak, you see him on this show. I can solve the puzzle, okay? David 19. No, no.
No! David, God damn it!
Excuse me? I'd like to buy a vaccine. Can I buy a vaccine?
Like Chuck Woolery was just a big hairdo and an announcer voice. That's all he was good for. And he could slip his fingers around.
Yeah, he was fine at that. He was fine at being a pretty male game show host. At some point, see, here's the problem. I've been posting this on Facebook. I don't know if I've said it here. The problem with America is we are not critical thinkers. We are groupies. The vast majority of Americans will wait online to fucking suck Tommy Lee's hepatitis fucking infested dick. That's what America is. Read a book or suck an infested germ disease infested dick. That dick, I'll have that dick. How long do I have to suck the dick for? Read a book? No, that's gross. I'd rather suck a dick of a famous person. That's America. We love us some fame. We don't give a shit when they were famous. I mean, that's why in comedy they love themselves some has-beens. Wait a minute. You had a walk-on and Saved by the Bell? You're a special event, motherfucker. Comedy, wait a minute. You shared the same sperm as somebody as a really funny person who's dead? You're a special event, motherfucker, because we love us some fame. We love some fame. That's where we are. That's where this country is. And you if you're retweeting Chuck Woolery, that's the only explanation I can give you.
I guess it's better than retweeting Nazis.
Well, you know, it was slow news day. Give it time.
Yeah,
all right.
Anything could happen.
All right, let's take our first break. It'll be a short break. We'll start up with some School of Fools. We'll get opinions on what's going on at Florida State University, where the faculty is told, figure it out yourselves with the child care. You ingrates. Figure it out yourselves. And I'm looking forward to our outstanding display of spite. Joe did a whole fucking blog on it and really, like, got into it. And I was just like, well, I'm just doing it for spite. I really don't want to discuss the merits of it. It's just clearly spiteful. But Joe, like, went, well, here's why this is wrong, and this is why this is. And Joe had statistics. He didn't cite where any of the statistics came from, but he still had fucking statistics. And if you read a fucking Joe blog, you know, that means he gives a shit about it. If he's pulling statistics out of his ass, because most of the time I can barely get a paragraph out of him till see you Tuesday. But this one, he's like, well, hold on, I'm not ready yet, because I got more shit I want to throw in there. This shit got Joe upset. A fucking...
Oh yeah, that's why when you call, you got the blog. I answered you right back. Can you give me till one? Well, I really want to fight like 10 or 9. All right. And then I sent, and I'm like, well, I had maybe another and furthermores, but here you go.
Yeah, and we're not even doing the story for that. It's just an outstanding display of spite. I passed when they did it to in front of the fucking White House. I let that one go. But you're gonna do it twice? Now you have my attention. Now I'm interested in your nonsense. So we'll do that. And Nazis, always fun. Can I just tell you guys, over the next couple of weeks, I have a treasure trove of Nazi stories. Yeah.
Always fun for the family.
Including a little tease in the coming weeks, a former Miss Hitler. I know.
Oh God! I can just see the swimsuit competition.
Don't you fucking start. No, I'm gonna talk over you. Don't do it now. We'll do it when we do the story in a couple of weeks, whenever the fuck that is. You can workshop it. I gave you the little tease. You can come in with all the shit because there's much comedy there. I don't want to hear the jokes now when we're not doing the story. But that is coming up in the next couple of weeks, Miss Hitler. So we're gonna take our first break and we'll be back in a few minutes.